Hey guys, welcome to the Tripod. I'm Jacob Wynn. We break down the NFL every week, give you our best bets and reasoning why. And we made it week 17, the final week of the regular season, and it is always an absolutely wacky one. I'm going to go through just about every game that's of importance on Monday morning Aussie time, as well as a couple of others that aren't, but I think I've found some value. Before that, 4-5 last week, which is a tough week, especially the two games that I did like strongly in the Bears and the Steelers, and they both covered the game, but we only went 1-1, having two plays in the game, losing a couple of close ones. That's unfortunate, but overall for the season, 58-46 is a 56% winning clip, which, as I said on Wednesday night when I kind of wrapped 2020, and Happy New Year, by the way, guys. I hope you really enjoyed bringing in the new year, and let's hope for a prosperous 2021. I did say 56% is not great by pod standards, but 56% on NFL is great by tipping standards around the world. And you find people out there that will boast being over 55% and will justify that as worth selling their tips, but we don't sell our tips. We give you everything for free. On top of that, multis plus 77 units so far this season, which is really crazy. If you just think about this, if you had backed every pod multi in this NFL season, you would be up 77 times whatever your normal multi-stake is. That's pretty good. Okay, let's get into week 17. So while it does present opportunities, absolutely, because there's rare circumstances, there's teams with their eye on next week, there's teams with their eye on Cancun, or who knows where they've gone holidays in a COVID year. But I will say, it rarely all goes to plan. There's always at least one fly in the ointment. There's going to be one random team that has nothing to play for, that beats somebody whose season is on the line. It just seems to always be the case. On top of that, I do feel the bookies are a bit better these days, pricing in scenarios where I felt like years gone by, they more so priced week 17 based on how the previous 16 weeks played out, and whoever was better was usually favored in week 17 without acknowledging like the specific week 17 stakes. Anyway, I'm going to go through every meaningful game. I'm going to tell you what's at stake, because that's what you really need to understand when you're punting on week 17, is what's at stake for these teams. And as I said, there's a couple of games where nothing's at stake, but I've found some value nonetheless. Let's zoom through it. So the Falcons are at the Bucks. So the Bucks can't win the division, but they do want to win this game because they will clinch the number 5 seed. Why is that important? Because you get to play the weakest division winner by far. The Bucks would play whoever wins the NFC East, which will be either the Redskins, Giants, or Cowboys. Compare that to being on the road to the Seahawks or the Saints. So clearly Bucks are going to play to win, but the Falcons haven't quit yet. You look at them the last couple of weeks, they nearly beat the Bucks 2 weeks ago. They nearly beat KC last week. So I'm not going to go against the Bucks that's still trying. Oh, sorry, the Bucks that clearly have motivation, but the Falcons are still trying. I passed the game. The Ravens are at the Bengals. The Ravens have really turned their year around, and now they can win and get a playoff spot after their season was on the ropes. And you think about that Monday night game, that cracker against Cleveland, where Lamar came back out of his bathroom break, leads them to a win. That's turned everything around. Now, teams with absolutely nothing to play for, like Cincinnati, can be really unpredictable. It's a divisional game. They could come out, go all out, try and get an upset. We've seen them already upset the Steelers. They could also get down 2 touchdowns and just fold. So it's really hard to find value with the line, and they think they are about a 13-point underdog, Cincinnati. Now, the Ravens are a team you don't mind laying the points because they're like a bully. When they get up, they usually go on with it. But with the unique situation that they could be up in the second half of this game and know, all right, we're on the road in a playoff game next week. Let's just absolutely go vanilla. Let's pull a couple of our starters here. They may not extend the margin. So again, I can't lay the 13 points, but I'm not taking it with the Bengals. I don't know what I'm going to get. And I do know the Ravens are fully focused and should win. Cowboys at the Giants. I'll tell you now, I'm going to be on the Giants. And this game has a lot at stake because the winner of this game will temporarily be top of the NFC East. And neither of these teams have had a good year, but because nobody in that division has, you not only get a playoff spot, you get a home game in the first week of the playoffs. And these teams are going in opposite directions. The Giants, I would argue, are the better team overall than the Cowboys, but their last month of their season has been totally derailed by the Danny Jones hamstring injury. He had the game, he tore his hammy, they lost that. They played woeful on offense once he went out. Then you had the games where, you know, Colt McCoy has come in, and even though they did get an upset against Seattle overall, they've obviously missed Danny Jones. Then he came back, but he was clearly hampered, couldn't play. So he's been either out or severely limited, but I think in a do or die game, Giants at home, must win to get through to the playoffs, you're going to get everything Danny can bring, and it's another week to heal. You compare that to the Cowboys, you're going to see them trending massively upwards. You're going to see a three-game win streak and see their playmakers doing things all over the field. But they played three bad teams, and they got a lot of benefits from turnovers in those wins. And I just think everyone's too high on the Cowboys. I'm not sure they should be justified to be a favorite on the road in this one. I do not have a best bet for you today because not every bookie has this game up yet. I think I can get better value tomorrow when every bookie's got their markets up and I can shop around for the best lines and prices. So tune into the pod, as in the Tripod app and the group, when I release a full list of plays and a multi for tomorrow. Next game, I've got a best bet here. The Dolphins are at the Bills, and I'm taking the Dolphins plus 3.5 at $1.84 on Sportsbet, and it's also on Unibet. And I'm going to take under 43.5 at $1.86 on Sportsbet. Okay, so I love Miami here. It is all about motivation. It is not because I think they're on the same level as the Bills. Miami, what they are, is a very solid team. They play with energy. They're not a Super Bowl contender. They know that. But for them, success this year would be making the playoffs. And they've got news this week that Fitzpatrick has got COVID. So that, I think, clears up any QB controversy. They know they're going with Tua. Now, when they play with Tua, they're a bit more conservative. They don't pass the ball as far down the field. They rely more on the run game. That's what trends unders, as well as the fact Miami's got a really good defense. Flores is a defensive-minded coach, and I know they're going to play hard as, because for them the stakes is they've got to win to get into the playoffs. If they lose, they're out, season over. So it's very clear. We bet on Miami here, and we bet on the unders. We know we're getting a team that will do everything they can to not lose this game. Whereas for the Bills, well, how do they define success this year? They've been to the playoffs last year. They got a taste, but they lost. And this year, they're a lot better. And this year, success would be nothing short of, I think, making the AFC title game. So I think for the Bills, it's about winning playoff games. Do they benefit if they win this game? Maybe, maybe not. They're currently in the second spot. They can't get a bye. What they want to do is be at home against anybody other than KC. And if they win, they do secure number two seed. And let's say they play someone like the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game will be in Buffalo, not in Pittsburgh. But we're going to get to the Steelers-Browns game. The Steelers are already resting Big Ben. They've signaled their intent that they're not going to play, you know, as hard as they can to win against the Browns, as the Steelers have already locked in their division. So basically, the Steelers are most likely going to lose, which means the Bills have nothing to gain in this one, and they might also be scoreboard watching and seeing the Steelers are down big and thinking, all right, it's time to pull our starters, pull Josh Allen and pull Diggs and pull a couple of our important defensive players and focus our attention to next week. So we take the plus 3.5 with the Dolphins now. Worst case, the Bills play hard the whole game. They play their starters the whole game. If that happened, really the Bills should be probably like a minus 5.5 point favorite in this game, and we'd still be a good chance of the plus 3.5. But if the Bills ease up at any point, we've got a great bet. So I actually would also look to Miami straight up with that, you know, that $2.40, $2.50 odds range for the same reasons, that the variance is there, and the Dolphins are clearly playing all out to win. The Bills may not really care if they win or not in the second half. So I just alluded to the Steelers, and they're playing the Browns. So the Browns lost to the Jets last week, and that was a shocker, and I was on the Browns for a best bet, and then about 24 hours later, they lost all their receivers due to the COVID protocol. So that's a bit of bad luck, definitely played a part in them losing, and what that also meant was the Steelers secured the AFC North, and now they've won their division. They're definitely like locked into the playoffs, and they're definitely locked in to being at home next week. Now, I kind of said before with the Bills game, like there is that chance if the Bills lose and the Steelers win, the Steelers could get to second. What would that mean? They would then have a home game in a potential matchup with the Bills, but you never know what's going to happen in wildcard weekend. They've decided that just the chance of if we win this game, we may end up with a higher seed down the road, but it's unlikely, is not worth getting their best players beat up in this game. So as I said, they're sitting Big Ben, and I think other players will sit out. The Steelers have had a shocking year in terms of bad luck, where the week that they thought they were meant to have their bye, they were then told there was going to be a game that week, and their schedule got all messed up. So they basically never actually got to have a break. They've had multiple games rescheduled. They had to play like a Wednesday game, or it was a Tuesday or Wednesday game against the Ravens because of the Ravens had issues with COVID. They had a game screwed up against the Titans because the Titans, so it's like not even any fault of their own. They've decided, let's make week 17 our bye week. Let's freshen up. We are a savvy and veteran team. We can win on the road in the playoffs if we have to. It's more important that we get there and we get healthy after, you know, they've obviously, the Steelers had a skid because what were they? I think 11-0 and then lost three in a row, and they nearly could have lost last week. And I was on the Steelers in the best bets last week. I think we were lucky that the Steelers came back in the second half. Man, they were down like 17. They got some fortuitous pass interference calls, I thought. So it's like even Steelers full strength, I don't think it's that great. So let me read out my best bet. I'm going to take the Browns -4.5 in the first half, $1.84 in sports bet. I just made all the cases why the Steelers aren't really all in this game. The Browns are. The Browns are off a shock loss. Must win this week to make the playoffs. And can you imagine after the Browns, you know, had such a good year, they've won at least 10 games. If they win this one, it'll be 11 wins. It's like they haven't made the playoffs for donkey's years. They can't let the season go to waste. They're too talented. They're too good. They've got a real coach this year. We're just going to get absolute balls to the wall, all in effort at home. And they just simply have to win this one against a backup QB and potentially other backups. So I think the Browns just are going to give us everything. I don't think the pressure is going to be too much for them. You've got an opponent that may not even be that interested. I know the Steelers would probably sneakily love to knock the Browns out, but they've got bigger fish to fry. So we take the Browns in the first half, -4.5 on Sportsbet, as I said, as our best bet. And they definitely should win that game. Another best bet here, the Cardinals are at the Rams. Taking the Cardinals -3, $1.80, Ladbrokes, Neds, I think it's just about everywhere, Unibet, 365. Again, I'm just pretty simple handicap that the Cardinals have to win. So we play a team that's just going to give everything. And when you've got a quarterback like Kyler Murray, where I really feel that mobile QBs that can extend plays and can run for first downs, there's almost like a skeleton key of the NFL where you would do it all the time, except for the fact that your quarterback might not last the season because they're going to take too many unnecessary hits. But when it's do or die, you are going to, you know, go to that well as many times as you can. And Kyler Murray has been playing a bit limited and been a bit injured, but it's similar to what I said about Danny Jones. I don't know if he's 100%. I don't know if he's 90%, but whatever percent Kyler Murray is, he will give everything he's got. He's not going to hold back because they need to win this game. Whereas the Rams can get into the playoffs even if the Bears lose. And it is most likely the Bears will lose because they play the Packers. I'll get to that game in a minute. On top of that, Jared Goff's out with a broken thumb. So they're very limited on offense. The Rams, while they've got a great defense, I think a smart coach like McVay with a veteran squad, especially if he sees the Packers are up comfortably against the Bears, he could take it easy in the second half. And again, they could even pull starters because they want to give themselves a better shot of winning next week. So I'll take the team that I know is balls to the wall all in for 60 minutes rather than the team that we have to hope that they're going to be motivated for the whole game. And I'm going to lay the 3 because I've seen this line potentially moving to 3.5. The Packers are at the Bears, and this is the oldest rivalry in the NFL, and I've got a best bet. I'm taking the Bears team total under 23. It's $1.88 on Ladbrokes and Neds. And again, the stakes are pretty clear. The Bears must win to get into the playoffs, which is crazy when you consider they've had a 6-game losing streak this season. So how do you lose 6 in a row in a season but still be able to make the playoffs? Well, they started 5-1, and then they've come good again in the last month. They've been on fire, and they've been winning games, and they've beaten the pot a couple of times where I thought they were dead and buried. They weren't. They're resurrected, and they've got Mitch Trubisky playing for his career, and Matt Nagy probably the same. And if they win at home, they're into the playoffs. They're going to get a wild card. But I don't think they will win, as I've given out my best bet, taking the Bears under. This game is every bit as much a playoff game for the Packers. That's because if they win, they secure the number one seed. And not only does that mean home field advantage, and they're very strong at Lambeau throughout the whole NFC, but this year with the new playoff structure, it gives you that one solitary bye. And we see the teams that make the Super Bowl every year so often benefit from being a top two seed that had the bye. Well, now only one team per conference gets a bye, and the Packers control their own destiny. Now, could the Packers lose and still get the bye? Yeah, they could if they lost and Seattle lose, but that's unlikely. And I don't think they're going to be hoping Seattle lose when Seattle's like a $1.35 favorite, right? When they know, let's go all out. Let's serve up a bit of pain to our biggest rival and end their season. And it doesn't matter if we, you know, exhaust a lot of energy because we know if we win, we've got next week off. So I see basically the Packers thinking that if they win this game, it's as good as winning in wildcard weekend because they won't be playing in wildcard weekend. And just like Aaron Rodgers has played in one Super Bowl for as good as he is and, you know, his legacy. And I think he's only won one MVP award. But they win this game on Monday, he's going to make it two MVPs. And they just take a huge step towards getting to another Super Bowl because they're going to probably be a favorite in every NFC playoff game if they're the number one seed. The Jags are at the Colts. Now, the Colts are certainly one of the best 14 teams in the NFL. But they could win this game, and that would be 11 wins for the season, and they could still miss the playoffs. So how do the Colts miss the playoffs? They miss if the Browns, the Ravens, the Titans, and the Dolphins all win, regardless of how they go. Well, I've already made the case why the Browns are going to win, the Ravens are going to win. Clearly, the Dolphins are underdogs, so it's most likely that the Colts, if they win, they'll sneak in because it's just, you know, it would take a four other teams to all win to knock them out. But I made the case why the Dolphins are a very live underdog at about $2.40 against the Bills. So there is a chance that the Colts could miss the playoffs. But three of those games are going to happen before this game kicks off. Even if they all go against the Colts will still be max motivated because the Titans are playing at the same time. The Titans are a 7.5-point favorite versus Houston. And while it's likely the Titans will win, if the Titans lose, Indianapolis not only makes the playoffs with a win, they win the division. So it's like a big swing in terms of how their season can end. The Colts, they could be out or they could be division winners. So you definitely don't want to go against the Colts. They will be motivated in this one. You know what's crazy? The only reason they're in this situation is because they lost in week one to the Jags. And the Jags then have not won another game all year. They've lost 14 in a row. What does that mean for the Jags? It means they've locked up the number one pick in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, which was why I loved the Bears last week because the Jags couldn't afford to win last week. They had no reason to want to win because there was still a chance they could finish with better than the worst record. But after the Jets won last week, the Jags are locked into the worst record in the league regardless of this result. So we can't rule out an all-in Jags effort. Like, they're on a 14-game losing streak. You'd kind of like to win. I don't see that happening, but I'm mentioning the Jags' motivation in regards to the line. It's no certainty that the Colts are going to cover the 14-point line when the Jags are no longer disincentivized to win. They could come out and play hard, and you just get these situations where Colts could be up 17, 20 points in the fourth. But as long as they're going to win the game, they're just going to be playing prevent defense and they're going to allow the Jags to cruise up the field and maybe get a soft score as long as it's not too quick. So it's like you can easily get backdoored with a 2-touchdown kind of spread. So it's a situation where I'm very sure the Colts will win, but I'm not sure the Colts will cover. I have no best bet on the game. Chargers are playing the Chiefs, so Mahomes is definitely resting. The Chiefs are locked into the number one seed, and I talked about how vital that is on the NFC side, and the Chiefs have locked it in for the number one seed. So this seems like a good time to remind everyone. I did tip the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl again this season in our group before the year, and people may say, oh, well done, that they're the favorite, but they were equal favorites before the season with Baltimore, and they were paying $8.50. And I really tried to make a strong case why you had a great team that won the Super Bowl that returned 20 of 22 Super Bowl winning starters, paying $8.50, and now they're $2.80, and they're like $1.70 just to get back to the Super Bowl, and they'll be a favorite against anybody from the NFC if they're in the Super Bowl. So good luck to everyone who jumped on at $8.50. I know a few of you guys have flicked me through your slips, and some of you guys have had big stakes on the Chiefs or you had some other futures multis with other legs that got up in 2020. So I know there's a bunch of guys who follow the pod who stand to win a big stack if the Kansas City Chiefs get up. So good luck for that one. But what do we make of it this week? Well, the thing is, while they're locked into a bye and they've got nothing to gain, it's a funny one. Nobody argues that it's good to have a week off in the playoffs. But there is an argument about having 2 weeks off. And that's where the Chiefs have a lot of other good players outside of Mahomes. Like, they could still play hard and they could still play the whole game this week, because we saw what happened with the Ravens last year. They were locked into the number one seed in week 17. They rested everyone in week 17. Then they had the bye, and then they came out, you know, flat as against the Titans and lost in the divisional round. So there is that possibility that the Chiefs actually go hard in this one. But I could only play the Chargers. I'm still going to wait and see what odds and what markets are available tomorrow. The Chargers are playing hard for Coach Lynn, surprisingly. While he makes questionable decisions, he is a good motivator of men and he is respected by his team. And if they're playing hard for him, last line I saw is the Chargers are a 3.5-point favorite. But I'd lay that if I'm confident that that's a good value play. So I'll look for that one tomorrow. May add that one in. Raiders are at the Broncos. Nothing at stake playoff-wise, but I'm jumping on for a couple of best bets because I can't understand how in a game where nothing's at stake, the Broncos are getting +3 at home. So I'll take the +3, $1.87 on Unibet, and I'll also take the Broncos over 23.5 points. That's a team total at $1.80 on Bet365. Again, nothing at stake. You tend to think that game will trend overs. The total is over 50 points in this game for expected points. So, brutal loss for the Raiders. I don't know how they lost that game to Miami, but it's kind of exciting because it kept Miami's season alive. And you always want more teams to be alive into week 17, more meaningful games. But the Raiders, the thing about them is they started the season quite well. They were absolutely in the playoff hunt. And now that they've kind of been knocked out in the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's just that extra bit more tough to get up for a meaningless game on the road where Denver, after losing a few early games, they've kind of been playing for pride most of this season. So this week's no different. So I just think we're getting value with Denver in a game that not many people are looking at because it's like one of the last games you'd probably watch out of all of these on the final week 17 slate. I think we find a little diamond in the rough here. So we jump on those two plays with the Broncos. The Saints are at the Panthers. What's at stake? The Saints have locked up their division. There is about a 1 in 6, so say a 15% chance, where if the Saints win and the Packers lose and Seattle wins, so those three events all have to happen, that would create a 3-way tie at the top of the NFC, and the Saints would win that tie because head-to-head doesn't matter in a 3-way tie, and they actually would win on the next tiebreaker. If that happened, that would be monstrous. Like I've already kind of explained a couple times now why number one seed is so huge. Those games are on at the same time. So clearly there is motivation. 15% is something to win this game and have a chance to actually get back in the number one spot and get that bye. But at the same time, it's not a likely outcome. And they also could be influenced by getting news from either of those other games that one of those results they need is not happening. So you've got that risk if you take the Saints or you lay the six, that starters are getting pulled in the second half as well, or just motivation is waning if one of those results that they need, such as they need the Packers to lose, but if the Packers are up 14 in the fourth quarter, then the Saints aren't really interested, and they're certainly not interested in trying to cover this game for you. So, and on top of that, the Panthers are a feisty team. We saw that last week. They beat a Washington side that when Washington had more to play for. So I won't fade the Panthers, but I won't go against the Saints team that, you know, is dreaming of a number one seed. The number one seed is also, you know, at stake in the Seattle against San Francisco game. So I'm going to take the 49ers +7 at $1.90 on Bet365. So hear me out, because the 49ers are not the team with anything at stake. If you recall, this was the last game of the regular season last year, and it was like an inch in it that Seattle was that close to the end zone. And if Seattle had gotten in, San Fran would not have been the number one or even had the bye last year, which helped them get to the Super Bowl. So it would have been the Saints getting a bye instead. So it could have all been different last year. So it goes to show how what happens in week 17 really can decide who ends up playing in the Super Bowl. And that could be the case here. So again, Seattle's scenario is actually, I think, even tougher than the Saints, because they need specifically to end up in a two-way tie with Green Bay, which means they need Green Bay to lose. They need to win, but then they need the Saints to lose as well. I think that's quite unlikely. I think Seattle, another veteran, savvy, playoff experienced team, could understand it's smarter not to go all out here, potentially get a bit of rest this week, make this week like kind of a half buy where you don't show everything you're capable of, you don't push everybody to the limit because you know you've won your division and you're going to be at home in a playoff game next week. So I'm willing to take San Francisco, who's off an 8-day turnaround, off a good performance against the Cardinals. That there's a chance that while everyone will think that Seahawks should win, be too good in this one, San Fran's got Kittle back, there's a chance San Fran ends up being the team that plays harder in this game if Seattle realize they can't improve their positioning. So I'm on the 49ers plus $7.90, bet 365. Washington are at Philly, final game of the regular season. The stakes are very clear. Washington wins and they win the division. Despite having a losing record, we know about the NFC East. Nobody's won a lot of games in that division. A win also means they're hosting a playoff game next week. Most likely it would be against Tampa. What an achievement that would be for Washington. New coach Ron Rivera, especially the adversity he's faced. A man beat cancer this year. And they've cut their franchise QB a week ago as well. And it's a great redemption story with Alex Smith, who at one point had an injury so bad he could have lost his leg. And now here he is leading this team potentially to the playoffs. But if Washington don't win, then it'll be the winner of the Cowboys-Giants that gets in. Philly, after choking, I think, a double-digit lead at Dallas last week, means they're already out of the race. But Philadelphia is at home here. It's a primetime Sunday night game. There's somewhat level of pressure on Peterson to keep his job, even though he won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Like, they've underperformed ever since. Jalen Hurts wants to prove he's the man, so I don't expect a Philly no-show. I don't have a best bet right now because you don't really want to bet against Washington in a full, clear max motivation spot where you win and you win the division. I outlined how big that would be. But I think that's well and truly priced into this line, making Washington, as I've seen it, a 3.5-point road favorite in this game. So if anything, my lean would be that the value is on Philadelphia. But just this morning, the news has come out that Alex Smith is practicing, because that's the other thing. He's banged up. And that would be very important that he can play in this game because, as I mentioned, they've already cut Haskins this week. So Washington needs Alex Smith to play. He probably will. But then again, he could be hobbled as well. So it's very hard to have a high degree of confidence in this game. As I say, if anything, I lean Philly, but we'll wait and see how high this line may grow if Alex Smith is confirmed to be in. Because I think your average bloke on the street is thinking, well, let's take Washington, who can win and win the division, versus Philly, who've got nothing to gain. But I don't think it's that cut and dry. So I'll release a complete list of the best bets, as well as the handful I've shared today. I'll scan the games I've told you where I'm looking. I'm going to look when there's more complete list of markets available. I'm going to look when some of the odds have increased because it's a little bit closer to game time. Being such an uncertain week, quite a few of the bookies had, a few of these games off the board or limited markets. And I'll find a multi as well. That'll be up in the Tripod app and in the Tripod group. So enjoy week 17, guys, because wildcard weekend next week, which of course I'll be here in a week's time to preview, we've got 6 epic games. I mean, NFL playoffs is awesome. Every game is massive. But we don't get this many games again. So let's enjoy this number of games and number of opportunities to make money if we can. Let's enjoy that on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your holidays if you are lucky enough to still be on holidays. I'll also be back on Wednesday, Wide World of Punting, episode 11. As always, with all the bets, gamble responsibly. Legal.